Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyoncé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Poodle, you know how we've talked about the book of Olga Poodleskaya?
Yes.
I think Marvin read a book from just Poodle because he said, where there's a will, there's a way. And literally, if there's a will, you'll marry them.
If you're in the will, they're in the way.
That was good.
Remember, Spencer Mary Olga's book, if you are in will, they are in the way. So you'll take care of them.
Callum, don't get yourself a will.
Yeah, don't. Marvin is sus.
You'll be off the cliffs of Dover in a second.
Yeah. That's not in Scotland.
Isn't there? Oh, it's in Scotland?
No,
that's in England.
He'll be thrown off the bonnie banks of Loch Lomond. Nessie
will get him. Y'all, this is 90 Day UK. Season 1, Episode 7, Age is Just a Number.
I just like that we put Nessie in all the stories. People from Scotland must hate us.
They do.
I did say Edinburgh last week, and I meant Edinburgh. And I realized why. We had neighbors growing up who were Edinburghs, but it was spelled Edenburg, Berg.
Yeah, it's Edinburgh, right?
No, Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
Mm-hmm. Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
Oh, yeah, Edinburgh.
There you go.
So I will see that because it's silent.
Well, they probably wouldn't say Louisville, right?
Well, a Scottish sissy very kindly corrected me.
Well, we love a kind correction.
Yeah.
Or if it's in the bedroom, we want it just really aggressive.
No, you don't need to correct. You don't need to correct me. You need to tell me what to do.
Wow. This was a good episode. This is such a good spinoff of 90 Day Fiancé.
We were
y'all.
Introduced to a new couple
and a new villain. Wow. I mean, I don't know if villain is the right word, but just the definition of damaged goods.
Well,
Marvin.
Oh, see, I thought Sam was even worse.
Oh, it's creepy too.
Yeah. Well, no, Sam, we'll get to it, but Sam. You can tell Sam has no intention of marrying this woman.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And
he told his brother a totally different thing.
Right. So.
Oh, y'all. Ooh. 90 Day UK. Hey, If you're not in the UK, if you're across the pond in the USA,
on our side of the pond,
you might want to come see us on some live shows, y'all. You can go to that link. It's in the show notes of this show. Or if you don't know how to get the show notes on your phone, Google it or ask Uncle Google or Aunt Bing or your friends.
Or go to our Instagram.
Or your friend's child. They will know. They're a teenager. They will know.
Just give them your phone.
And say, find those show notes for me, will you, Tyler? All right.
Ask your child or your friend's kid.
Yeah, all right, yes. Mrs. Marr, but I've done it 4 times already. I know. And so, but y'all, D.C., Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Tampa, New York.
Chicago.
Excited.
It's very exciting. Now we have to actually plan the shows. That's when the work starts.
That's when the work starts. So yeah, you can also go to our Linktree links in our Instagram or on our TikTok. Y'all, I would say follow us on Instagram and TikTok. We are bumping up the light, so to speak.
We're bumping up our social media output. We put out some memes from our
first memes.
Yeah, we've done them in a little bit, but these are much more an attempt to be more socially media relevant.
We're trying. It was, bless Caitlin's heart, our social media person. It was like getting octogenarians.
We have a schedule now.
Octogenarians how to work a touch screen that I've never touched.
Yeah, and we're working on it, and we came up with some fun stuff.
I feel very old when we do it.
Yeah, but this is a bit of a learning curve, the good side because we're on the creative side, and they can, and we have a social media director who
can
post it.
Anything you'll say to make yourself feel young, won't it?
No, I'm just saying. I just know what I'm good at.
Your voice goes up. And
what do you mean?
No, we're not old at all.
What do you mean? I'm not old at all. My name is Aisha. If I start talking like this, it makes me feel young.
Oh, we're doing Below Deck Med after this.
Magda has exposed her nipples to the Jordagast.
To the Jordagast. Anyway, y'all, so follow all that information. Also, check out our Bi-Curious of Inmate to Roommate that was on A&E.
Oh, I'm still thinking about it.
It was very good. And I think that's it for little announcements, right?
I think.
All right. Turn on Timey.
All right. What Timey, help us out today. Y'all, let's just jump in. We've been seeing this woman advertised, and she finally showed up in episode 7,
ooh,
which tells us she is the Yolanda of this season.
It's not going to be for long, y'all.
No.
Because we think they're only going to have...
We think 10 episodes.
If they end up having 16
Katie
episodes...
Katie says there are 12, but we think those are the British episodes, which are shorter. The exchange rate is different.
The exchange rate is different in television. I don't know why. Did she say this on her Instagram or something?
Someone somewhere said that Katie
Great.
Said there are 12 episodes.
Great. And I love Katie. But she also thought you could turn the waterfall on and off. So I don't know how much I trust it.
I think she would know. I think she would know.
I don't know.
I don't think there's a tell-all.
Oh, well, I feel like it'd be harder to do. But who,
yeah.
Oh, can they get like Graham Norton or somebody to host it?
I don't think Graham Norton is going to host this.
He wouldn't.
It's on a streaming network.
They need somebody who's not funny, too. He'd be too. They need someone more serious. I don't know serious.
Paul Hollywood.
Is that someone in... I don't know who that is.
How do you... You need to know who Paul Hollywood just is for the culture.
Is.
He is one of the judges of the Great British Bake Off. That is an American cultural institution now.
I watched an episode of that show.
That Paul with the blue eyes.
Oh.
He calls... It's got a soggy bottom.
I remember those memes. I've only seen one episode of the Great British Bake Off.
Now who's old?
What do you mean? All right. Y'all,
Paul, I don't know if I'd be able to make it back if Paul Hollywood looked at me with those ice blue eyes and said, "This is just not what I'm looking for." I don't know if I could come back from that.
I don't blame
just
you.
Just withering.
Pat lives in Southport.
Pat, so y'all, the new coat. We didn't say who it is.
Pat. She's 68.
She's 68. 68 years young.
Years young, because like she says, age is just a number. We see her salsa dancing with some...
She's a vibrant, redheaded, firecracker.
Loves a red lipstick and loves
makeup from 40 years ago.
Piercingly blue, yes, piercingly blue eyeshadow. Well, she matches her eyeshadow to her outfit.
Yeah, she's one of those.
That was a big thing.
Yeah, 40 years ago.
40 years ago. 50 years ago, really.
Yeah.
And so she is sticking with that. Now, that said, she's an eccentric woman.
She is.
But she seems fun. Good for her for being 68 years old, and she's going to live with vitality. I feel like she's a walking Metamucil commercial. She's doing all the activities like a drug commercial.
It's her religious flag waving that keeps her young.
She's salsa dancing. While they're telling you about the effects of diarrhea and memory loss and losing your liver, she'll be doing all these activities with people.
Painting. All of it.
Bowling. All of it. She just...
Nothing is everything. Right, Pat?
Right. Yes, it sure is.
That's Sky Rizzi. She's also Southport, just so you guys know. Southport is actually above Liverpool.
Not south.
I think it's south. South. It's in the north.
It's south in a port, I guess. Yeah,
it looks gorgeous. Maybe it's a resort area or it's a getaway spot. Northern England.
It looks really cute, yeah. Come out of Southport, sissies. She's technically from a town called Merryside.
Merryside.
Sounds like a happy place. There's another thing called like Paradise something in there. So that must. I think it's a vacation spot.
The other...
I feel like Hayley Mills talked about it in her biography I read.
We need to move on.
That's a good biography, y'all.
So...
Forever Young.
Is that the name of it?
Yeah, Forever Young.
Oh, wow.
It was good.
I'm sure. So,
she's in a relationship with an older man, too.
You mean when she was younger?
Didn't work out well.
Well, she's a retired nurse. She's playing the pan flutes. They were all quite musical in her family.
And then it cuts to her playing the pan flute, and it's terrible.
She's like, I don't quite have the puff.
She's like, I have a sensible side, but on the other hand, I'm a free spirit. And that's where we see her.
I bought a didgeridoo, but it's more of a man's instrument.
More of a man's instrument. Yes, again.
I don't know when instruments get gendered.
Apparently they do. A lot of men in band play the trumpet. A lot of girls, they would want to play French horn for some reason.
That is very true.
That is.
We should fight against that because...
My brother played French horn. Good for him.
Gendered every man I've ever known who played French horn was gay.
Not my brother.
But I know, but it is a very gay instrument for some reason.
He was smart and a good musician. They started him on trumpet and then he could read music.
Yeah, they put him on
piano for like 6 years.
It's actually hard.
French horn
playing, playing horn is very hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have to really work your mouth.
That's all I want to know from you about that.
A lot of gay horn players. Yeah.
Have dated some, have you?
Maybe. So, So she wants Sam. Sam is going to come so he can learn the didgeridoo.
He's got a good puffer.
He is from Pakistan. He is 28 years old. 40 years her junior.
40 years her junior.
40. Not 14.
40.
40.
They've been talking for 20 months. She got him a t-shirt of the Earth in space because that to her reminds them that they're on the Earth and he's 5,000 miles away. And also, she didn't say this, but now that I know, I think seeing the space is like looking at heaven.
Yep.
She's very Christian. Do Christian think heaven's in the... Is it in the clouds or is it in the stars?
You know, that's a really good question. I think LDS people see heaven as you have your own little stars. You have your own planets.
Yeah, Belinda like Carlisle Kolob. Said it was a place on Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, she says it's a place on Earth, so that's real for her.
Yeah, but she says heaven is a place on Earth, yeah.
I don't see how that's supposed to counter.
Well, I'm just saying there's people got different opinions, but...
I think that makes no sense from where we're going.
I liked it. I thought
it
was a good joke.
Thank you for waylaying me.
I thought it was good.
just because you have a rim shot does not make it good. So,
but a rim shot, that's always good.
This is interesting to me because for a long time, England has not been a place for very religious people. And compared to America, like that's why you'll hear like all the churches in England are abandoned. You know, no one goes to church anymore. And you kind of like that way all over Europe. So not like we have in this country where we are a very Christian country.
Well, our country's founding. Yeah.
And but it's interesting to see someone who is very religious here on this. And she found Sam is also a Christian.
Sam is also a Christian.
And he's from Pakistan. And
I think
he's cute.
He's cute. I want to touch on something that you kind of touched on. I just want to dig deep into this. She does color guard to be with Jesus.
She finds God. I wrote this down. She worships God with her body, and I totally understand that because I do that when I'm performing on picklefinder.net.
You do invoke God a lot. I will say, I kind of wanted to
I feel like a God when I'm performing.
God is. I kind of wanted... No, you're not that powerful. Goddess is more powerful than God. I kind of wanted to make fun of her, but I have to say, I kind of thought it was beautiful.
I'm glad that she's following her bliss.
I am too. And I think that it was what a beautiful, because I felt like the most times that I felt connected to God when I was growing up with, and I was singing, like moving and doing something. So, again, we know where you connect. Don't need to any more info on that. But I thought that was beautiful. I know some people might find it weird, but I went.
Certainly feel lifted up.
Could you see the flag move in the wind? And wind is something that we can't see, but yet it moves us, and it's so powerful like God. I thought it was a beautiful metaphor.
This is peak 90 Day Fiancé when you find eccentric people who do things. And at one point you appreciate it, and the other point you say, damn, that's nutty.
It's a little nutty, but if I was with her, I'd grab a flag and just be like, Yahweh, I know you are near.
She would say, stop singing your Catholic garbage.
That's true, because she's probably Church of England.
She is probably.
Yeah, she's probably Church of England. That's true.
Enough with your papist nonsense.
Yeah, exactly.
The devil's whore you are.
Oh, you know my nickname. Pat has shockingly red hair, y'all, too, that always
completely
seems
natural
to match her lips. I kind of give it up to a woman who can wear that bright red lipstick when she's 68.
It is something.
It's hard to put on because you get little mouth wrinkles when you get older, so you really got to line your lip well or it's just going to bleed out. And the fact that it was like a good... I was impressed.
But the fact she can wear it, should she?
No. Y'all, as we mature, you can use color, your hair color, your makeup color, all of it. You can use color. It's just a lightening.
And right.
Lightening up just a little bit. Now, I'm talking about everyday looks. Sure, you want to do like something bright and fun. That's great. But almost like it's the eyes are bold, the lip
is
bold.
It's all
like
a lot.
If you're going to do the red lip, then just do a natural eye.
It's a lot.
It's a matte red lip, and her lips are thin and a little gloss won't hurt her.
We need to move on. I'm sorry. I should not have said anything. So
her foundation could be a little dewier too.
Enough.
I'm done.
So Sam,
I'm not done about makeup though.
She says about Sam, he's my toy boy. It's interesting. They reverse that because in America we say boy toy. And she says, he's my toy boy, and I'm his MILF.
Interesting, as a Christian, she says that. I wonder if she knows what MILF means.
I think she does know what that means.
More like a GILF, really.
She's more of a GILF, yeah. I wonder if she goes up her, she has...
I wonder if she gets that fuck part, though, because they're not going to fuck.
No.
Until they're married.
That's true.
That's what she said.
That's true, and I hope Sam brings lube. Stop! KY is your friend, y'all.
You never know. You don't. You know. So Pat says about, she says, about 3 years ago, I had a Facebook request, and she noticed that he's a nurse and a Christian
and
as
a Christian.
Well, and that's how it all sorted. Now, look, he's coming over
to work as a nurse.
To work as a nurse. Mm-hmm. That's very popular in Britain,
yeah.
In the UK.
You mean nurses or people coming over to work as nurses?
I heard a lot about it when we were in UK. Like, three or four people talked about it that I'd met. I don't know why. It was just a thing, I guess.
So what is it? I'm unclear.
People coming to the country to work as a nurse.
So people who are overseas who are working at the NHS. Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
I'm sure we have that in the U.S., but I don't really hear about it. But when we were there just for fucking 10 days, I met three people that were either there for or their spouse was there for that. Like, there was a lot of
Got it.
So maybe it's a thing that's just that's popular right now. Or I'm sure they just need nurses.
They are talking on the phone.
Shout out to our nurse UK sissies and hospital workers.
NHS workers.
We love you.
And he said, when you kiss me, can you kiss me by the phone? And she kind of puts with those big... Stop. Don't do those mouth noises.
Y'all, I do Foley. Get used to it.
And she says, he said, very strange. When you kiss me, I can feel it. It's not imagined. I actually feel it.
And she says, well, I don't really feel it. I just kind of imagine what it's like.
And,
he goes, no.
He's
and
so creepy.
I feel it.
You look very
I laughed because she's wearing red lipstick with a bright red cardigan. And he said, you look very pretty in red. She looks like fucking Mrs. Claus.
Y'all, just that sentence alone says scammer. It's ridiculous. So we go to Pakistan. Pakistan.
Yeah, we meet Sam.
He's an ICU nurse, and he said, my Christian faith is very important, and they're basically talking, and he's like, what will you do with when I arrive at the airport? She's like, I'll hug and kiss you, and...
Always reacts, it's like, oh, kiss me.
It's like, but she's like, not maybe not for 24 hours.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone brought that up.
Got to take a break.
And he says, it is my dream to move to the UK. Flag on the play. And so she bought him a motorbike to use.
She said, so he could get to work.
Yeah.
She supports him, y'all. She helps him. She knows it's his dream. She's like, I think he will enjoy our life.
He also says, or she says, I'm sorry, I think he'll really like, you know, playing dominoes, Scrabble. Anything, you know, I want to do. Drink tea, cribbage.
Watching Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, no, she doesn't watch Wheel of Fortune. It's like Mrs. Alistair Presents or Call the Midwife.
Or Old Benny
Hill.
Is
the most exciting.
Yes.
No, this is...
Benny Hill's probably too scandalous.
Yes, definitely.
Although she is a MILF.
No, this is British. This is the no soaps for her. They're too racy.
Too tawdry.
Yeah. This is
too tawdry.
I don't know.
She says
Doc Brown.
She says, we believe in no sex before marriage. So Sam's asked me to marry him. And they're both attracted to another one. And she explains later on, he'll sleep on the chair if they can't control themselves.
So they're
going to sleep in the same bed?
I was unclear. I thought that meant this is where he will sleep.
That's what I thought, too. But then she kind of said, if we can't control ourselves.
Oh, okay.
Over here, and I went, but he's going to sleep in the same bed before you're married? I don't know a lot of Christians
I'm
going to
say this now. Pat, I think you're going to be fine. I think you need to be careful about thinking about that.
Pat has two sons.
Yes.
Yeah, I think she's fine. Pat has two sons.
Been married twice before.
She's been married twice before. I don't remember the age, but didn't she say that her sons are older than Sam?
Yes.
She's 68. Y'all, that's my
mother's 71. Her sons are probably in her 30s, at least.
No, or 40. 40s at least.
Yeah.
So literally, Sam could be their son.
Yep.
Right, because how old's your mom? 70?
70.
My mom's 71. I'm 43. You're 50. Like, if you had a kid.
I'm not 50.
18 months, y'all.
Let's move on. So she's meeting her friend, Anne.
I'm going to stop you right here.
Oh, here we go.
I just want to say, never before have I received so many requests for reality gays theater. Granted, it was only three people, but that's the most I've ever received.
No, I heard it too.
Y'all, so without any much further, I'll be playing the role of Pat. Poodle will be playing
a very, a very British, a British, 9 day UK.
And action.
Oh. Well, hello there, Pat. It's good to see you.
Hello, and oh, thank you for meeting me for tea.
Do you like my new hair?
Yeah, it looks really nice at the bulb, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
You look young. Age is just a number.
Thank you.
That's what I keep saying.
You're
just
such
a number.
Good poppet.
Oh, thank you. Remember, age is just a number. Remember later that
yeah,
on.
Yeah, you say that all the time.
I do, I do. Would you like some tea here?
Please.
Tea?
Oh, okay. Apple.
One lump
it's
or
so
two.
Good to see you. One two lumps, please. Two lumps, please. No milk, though.
Dabbling, are you? Okay.
Oh. Well, you know, it keeps me up at night. Nothing more than two.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Now, remember, and I just... Remember my little
oh, yeah, your pen pal. Your pen pal. Do you met on Facebook?
And we don't write letters anymore. I told you, we don't do that since the war. No, we...
Long letters.
Facebook friend, really.
Yes.
Facebook friend.
Yes.
They're from Pakistan.
Pakistan.
Yes.
Yes.
You can keep saying it, but yes, it's the same.
I think I see him down to the little store.
Yes, his name's
there's
Sam.
There's a boy who works down at the store who's Pakistani.
No, this is different. He lives there. He
don't
phoned
they make
me.
A good curry?
No, Anne, focus. Anyway, he phoned me.
He phoned you?
Yes, he phoned me.
Whoa!
Yes, and he
really?
And he told me he was attracted to me. Really wasn't surprised.
Well, I say!
I know, look at me. Really, he's very keen on me.
Oh,
so much so that he wants to come over.
He wants to come over here?
Yes, he wants to come over.
What's he going to do?
I think I'm going to let him come over. I'm going to let him come stay with me.
Well, that's a turn up for the books for a change. Well, what's he like? How old is he?
Well, you know, he's age is just a number, Anne. It's a little
yeah, you said that before. Get to it, bitch.
Well, you know, he's just a little bit younger.
How much younger?
40 years.
40 years? Yes. What? Blimey, now that's a difference!
Well, he is. He's 28.
He's younger than your sons! Holy shit!
I don't know if we need that language.
Is he a scammer?
Oh, no, I don't even know what that is.
Hell's bells!
No, I think, you know, in my previous relationships, I found some red flags, but not with
Sam. You're goddamn right you did!
But not with Sam.
What about children? Is he going to want children?
Oh,
he can't have children.
Poopy said he doesn't want them. Says he just wants
is
to come over.
Is this dry as the Sahara down there?
No, look at me. Look at me. I've been taking those supplements from that Suzanne Summers woman in the Springs of Palm.
I have a feeling that maybe this is not what you think it will be.
I don't know. I don't know.
This bird is daft.
Would you like some more tea?
Please.
And scene. I'm going to need more of this.
Wow.
I'm going to need more Pat and Sam, y'all.
Yikes. Poor Anne.
You guys, if you haven't watched it, this is a lot. I want to say that sometimes, I feel like sometimes our theaters sometimes are better than the original.
Agree.
I don't know about this one.
Do you think this is a wig? That Anne was wearing?
Yes! Yes! And to see Anne's face when she said 40 years.
40 years!
And her eyes go out. It's one of the funniest fucking things I've ever seen in my life.
I have an on repeat.
40 years!
Well, yeah, I do walk around my house going, 40 years! And she does say blimey, y'all.
She says blimey.
I told you.
Blimey is real.
I've heard it when I was in London. In Kensington Park. Granted, he was much older and sounded kind of like Nigel. Oh, blimey, blimey. But it was wonderful.
Whew. And she basically says at the end, I don't care what people think. Blah, blah, blah. And later on, Sam.
I'm still laughing. You got sons that are younger. She just really just.
It was a good read. So Sam, 24 hours earlier, he's meeting his little brother, and all the family thinks she's just a good friend.
Yeah, they don't know that it's his lover.
And the brother's like, he's like, you know Pat, she's a friend. Well, I'm actually having romantic feelings for her. She's like, can I see her? And he looks at her, she's like, she's so old.
I know, and he keeps zooming in, like, yes, just looking at her, like her teeth and her wrinkles.
At one point, this is the description that Sam gives. She's helpful, she's encouraging, and she'll support me. Boom. And then he says, well, did you propose to her? What about children? The brother's like, what about children? He's like, I didn't propose to her. We'll see what happens. This is a con.
It's a con.
So, y'all, he's going to get over there.
Of course he's telling her he doesn't want kids because he's thinking she'll be dead in 10 years.
Exactly.
And he can still have kids because he'll be fucking 38 years
right.
old.
Right, right.
He doesn't have a biological
It's not
problem.
A bad con.
It's better than Marvin's.
Agree.
He is
Boy,
not a good con artist.
He's not, and he chose exactly the wrong person.
Sam wants to play the long game.
Yeah.
You know, it's not he chose. I don't think Marvin chose.
I respect a good long game.
I do too. I don't think Marvin chose the wrong person. He chose the wrong mother.
Mm-hmm.
You think Caroline's going to let him get away with that? I like her.
Me too.
You know who I love, though?
Katie and Alejandro.
Y'all, love is alive.
Love is real.
Love is real.
Until you had to convert to Catholicism.
That was interesting, again, because, like you said earlier, Katie is not from a very religious country.
No. Well, let me clarify. England used to be very much so, but nowadays, very few people in the UK probably kind of identify as very religious.
But to hear that, like, someone who you're going to marry into a family, and they want you to convert to to Catholicism, that feels very odd.
And don't
to
get
her.
Me wrong, there are religious people in the UK, just nothing like we have here.
Nothing like we have. Yeah. But also, at least from, I'm not a historian, but just, I think every single person I know from Mexico, because a lot of people live
Catholic.
In Los Angeles, they're Catholic and their families are devoutly Catholic.
Yep.
It's very rare to find a family that is not.
It's a very different religious culture than the UK.
So Katie's going into that. But it doesn't matter right now because they're just engaged.
I need to go home and cry about it in a good way. I just love how she says, I'm so emotional, but I need to go home and cry about it. She's like, but in a good way. And you can just see Katie going home to her room and crying happy tears that someone loves her. She's found her person. It makes me so happy for them. I can't even tell you. And I'm not happy for anybody.
You really aren't. Not never. But they're not. They're actually going to go. He has an amazing night plan.
They're going
them.
To a cabin.
It's a really cute little cabin. And so they're going to this cabin. Y'all, this show moves so much quicker than 90 Day Fiancé.
I was thinking about that too.
They're in the cabin in the bed, and I thought, okay, well, this is it. They're just going to go sleep. Nope. They start talking about fucking, are we going to move to England or are we going to move to Mexico?
This would have taken 3 episodes.
Oh.
In 90
Day Fiancé. This would have been a whole season.
Yep.
A whole season. Will they or won't
Callum
they?
Callum waiting for Marvin at the airport would have been 5 episodes.
Yep.
Yep. We would have somehow done that.
They're laying in the bed, and Katie basically says...
they're trying to decide where to live.
She says, I feel like we could start a life in England because I already have a good job. And Alejandro says, but I have no idea what job I could get there.
Right.
And then Alejandro says, he says, I know what the best thing to do, and we'll let you know what that is after this commercial break.
Ooh, I love a tease.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai.
Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Poodle, what's his answer?
I think it's best that we live in dot dot dot.
England, England, England,
England, England, England.
That's a song they used to sing at their soccer games. I know because we would watch when soccer camp.
Wait, what?
That's what they used to sing at the song at their soccer games, football games.
Who?
The England fans.
What? When were you at soccer?
When I was in soccer camp when I was younger.
What?
Yeah, I went to soccer camp because my mother was tired of having us both in the house. And we went to soccer camp, but on days when it rained, we got to sit inside in the cool and watch World Cup videos. And that was my favorite part of soccer camp because it was in the air conditioning and I got to drink all the water I wanted and I didn't have to be outside thinking the other boys were going to call me a sissy boy.
And you got to look at the hot guys play soccer.
Yes. And then I memorized all the names like Diego Maradona and all the and I knew all the colors of the uniforms. Argentina's soccer uniforms were so pretty with white and blue stripes. This sounds like one of your stories. It sounds like one of your stories. It really does. But I can just be there sitting in the dark with all the other boys around me.
Oh, God.
Watching World Cup videos.
How old were you?
10, 12, probably 10, 11. Yeah.
Were you good at soccer?
I was okay. It was very hot, though, in the summer. So I was very excited when we get to be inside. As a child, I did not do well in the heat.
Transferred to
as
your
an adult, I don't either. I'm even more intolerant.
You don't as an adult either. Do you get very red-faced as a kid?
Yes. Oh, yes.
People ask you if you're okay. You look like you're about to pass out.
I don't do well in the humidity. And if you know anything about South Carolina, it is very, very humid.
You don't do well in the cold either.
No, I need to live here. I need to live in Los Angeles, where the temperature gradient is kind.
Normally, we've had a little bit of a hot one.
England, England.
Did any other boys sing along to the song too?
No.
Okay.
So they're going to England, and he says, "This is interesting." He says, "I want a fresh start." I think there's something we don't know about his previous life. There's been speculation he was married before. And either he lives with his parents now,
mm-hmm.
and or maybe he in that tiny little bed. And I think, or maybe if he hasn't, I think there was something that went wrong. Even though I still think he's a great guy, I think Alejandro is pure as the driven snow.
No, I think you just want to know. You know, Katie made it. People have been wanting to know what he does for work.
Right.
And she made a post saying, like, we don't share everything on the show. Our lives are private, so I don't know if we'll ever know.
Good for her.
No. Good for her. So I don't know if we'll ever know kind of what was in his past.
Yeah. And maybe it's obviously something they don't want to show on the show.
Yeah.
And, but I think he does want a fresh start. And I believe, just seeing this, I think this was the plan all along.
This is the only part of their storyline where this felt a little, not fraudacity, but just like this was already decided.
It felt quick, yeah.
It felt like this was already decided.
I think he was ready to go.
Because it just, you see their faces. Now, when her parents ask her if she's going to convert to Catholicism, that was not expected.
That's a different.
That wasn't planned.
No. So we are, they're sitting
I
there.
I just want to say, I'm sorry, I jumped the gun, but I wanted to say something Katie said when they were in the bed.
Oh, that's I was still there.
You're still talking about that. Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
And he wants a fresh start, and he basically says, and she's like, I guess I need to tell you, I've had the shits the whole time. we're going to get married, we're going to have to hear about the shits. My shits.
And he laughs. But then
you can just tell her that's why she was sick the whole time. She's had the shits.
Y'all, that she was on hiking, trying not to shit her pants. That's what I said.
She is a treasure.
She's a treasure.
Y'all, and the reason why we say that is you can't fake this kind of authenticity.
No.
You can't. You're like, why do I love her so much? Because a reality star shows you both their authenticity and their vulnerability.
Or in your case, their nipple.
Or sometimes, I'm okay with any three of those, any combination of the three.
Oh, no, I thought you even named your nipple vulnerability. People say, well, there you she see is. Your vulnerability. You just go, it's the right
Ooh,
one.
Ooh, yeah.
The left one's pain.
It takes vulnerability to show your nipples. I showed them in a live show.
Not if you're Magda.
She's exposed her nipples to the charter guests.
So they decide.
Oh, old.
They're excited. Again, I wrote this would take four episodes on Ninety Day Fiancé. So they decide, hey, later on they said, let's call Nan.
Let's Nana, call Liz. Nanny Liz.
Nanny Liz. So they, you know,
got another one.
We're going to have to do this again. I think it's going to happen, y'all. All right. Are you going to sing the song? It's another reality game. Oh, wait. I thought you went.
Oh, you're right. The Mexican version.
All right.
You don't have to call each time.
It doesn't work. All right.
Hello?
Hello? Hello.
Oh, it's Katie. Nana. It's so good to see you.
Hello.
I've been making loads of Yorkshire seasonings and just thinking about you. I miss you so much.
A little fuzzy. Can you clean your screen, Nana?
Oh, I'm going to drop it. Here's my boobie.
Oh, Nana, no.
Oh.
Alejandro, don't look.
Oh,
that's
no.
That's what my boob's going to look like.
My puffer just fell out.
What?
My pillows.
Nana, how are you doing?
What? Why? You don't have to scream.
Okay.
How are you? Katie, what you been up to?
Oh, not a lot. Hey, you know.
Hold on. Just going to check my growlers.
Okay.
Just a second.
Alejandro, no. Wait. Just had the shit. We went on a hike, Nanny.
Oh, a hike. Where'd you go?
In Mexico. What do you mean?
No, where'd you go in Mexico? You hike.
We went to a certain spot down at the
edge. Did you buy one of those big hats, like a sombrero?
Have you got one?
Katie, I'd love to you to bring me back a sombrero.
No, I know. I want to tell you about something.
Oh, one of those chili pepper. Okay, I sometimes see those.
I wanted to tell you a little something.
You know, I've always wanted one of those stoves they've got. Maybe you could send it over in parts.
Okay, sure.
One of those Mexican stores.
I'm engaged.
Oh, you're so. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
Where are you going to live?
England.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. Doggy, my cat is coming back and bringing Alejandro.
It's going to be a good. We're going to have a little family.
How many babies?
Bad connection.
And scene. She really wouldn't. She was like, where'd you go?
She was very interested in Mexico. I think Nanny's been looking at it like an atlas or something.
I think so, too.
And just looking at all parts. She's
God,
like,
she's wonderful.
If she would have said, are you in the Baja? Or just started. As a,
you know, there's been a lot of cartel activity,
yes,
Katie.
Yes. Are you in the Cabo?
I love her so much.
I love her, too.
I swear to God, though, they need to be on a show. They need to be on the Gogglebox.
Whatever their pillow talk is, I'd watch it all day.
Anyway, so she's happy. She's crying, and then y'all, they have to go tell his parents.
I thought this was actually so. They get there and they tell her parents. They're very again. We've gone through 7 episodes of 90 Day Fiancé USA. Yep. They sit down. They tell them. The dad gets up with such a joyous
smile. And they're okay.
And he hugs her and the mom, and they're both so excited. And I just feel, what two wonderful families they seem to come from that really are genuinely happy for
them. And mom says, it worries me and it'll make me sad, but she's going to look after you and you're going to start a new family.
And well, Katie says, yeah, I'm going to give you a new family.
I'm going to look after him.
That when Katie said that to him, I'm going to give you a new family over there. That was really sweet.
They are adorable.
They're adorable, and we thought everything was going to be happy until.
I don't think those couples exist in America anymore for the American version.
No.
No, I don't. I don't think so.
No.
So, and they're like, well, everything's fine. Like, so what's the type of wedding you're going to think of? And Katie's like, Pardon.
And then he says, yeah, my parents want us to have a Catholic wedding. Will you convert to Catholicism?
And you need to convert.
And Katie just does it. She kind of looks down at the ground, and I think she's going to shit herself again.
It's bad.
It's bad.
That's a huge ask, you guys. I can't believe this wasn't brought up before. This may be a little fraudacity production-wise.
I don't know if it was.
Yeah, she's pretty stunned. A religious conversion is not something you want to have thrown upon you really quickly.
It's very 16th century of them.
Or Seinfeld when George has to convert to Latvian Orthodox for a girl.
I didn't see that.
You've never seen it. Yeah. Other people screamed.
Okay, real quick. Not a lot happened between Richard and Kathleen this episode.
Yeah.
But basically, Richard goes to the Howling Dogs.
Bar. Richard is taking Papa to the sports bar. He's like, to get drunk.
Feels like Les Mids every time.
And I wonder, is this a good idea to be drunk with your future father-in-law and women around?
Well, when he's paying. I thought.
Especially when you keep having to say, I promise I'm not a sex tourist.
Let me make it clear.
Right.
Just reminding, I thought Richard handled him. I thought he would get drunk and ogle women.
I was really worried.
He didn't. He didn't at all. I don't think he got drunk. I think maybe they did. But he basically talked about it.
There's a lot of lovely ladies in this bar.
But he didn't say. Even Pip was like, ooh, look at her. Look at her.
That's Richard's mole.
Yeah.
Behind me. What a wreck on that one, Richard.
Papa says so many.
Papa!
Sorry, don't you think of Les Mis every time you say Papa?
I think of that or Jim Nabors, who once sung a song called Oh, Papa.
Wow.
That's niche.
That's gay.
You asked me what I think of.
That is gay, gay, gay.
If you've never heard, this is such an old reference, but if you didn't know who Jim Nabors was, he was Gomer Pyle. And
he talked like this, but then he'd sing opera.
He would sing, and you can Google like him singing. He's like, it's very legit.
It's a beautiful voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My name is Gomer Pyle.
It's true. Anyway,
so the only thing you need to know here is that Papa says there are so many foreigners or bad boys, and because what's her name? Kathleen is a good girl. And again, he says, I promise I'm not a sex tourist.
Look, guys, promise I'm not a sex tourist. So they give their, he basically says, I want her to I want her to come over. I want her to
get a job in the NHS.
He said it's harder for me to move here because I would, but my son Archie.
Oh, Alfie.
Alfie, sorry. And so he said that would break my heart. And then kind of after they explains it, they say, we accept it. We're excited for her to go.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a little. And the next day, she says, you know, I'm still a little concerned about this.
Because he's leaving the next day.
Right. She's like, because the last time, you flew to Malaysia right after that and found another girl.
Cheated.
And cheated on me.
And cheated on me.
So, yeah, I think this is the last of their problems.
I love it when Richard said, I realize that no one else in the world makes me as happy as you. And Kathleen said, so now you know it's me. Good line. I like Kathleen. She doesn't take shit.
I do, too. I love both her and Christine. Both the Filipino women are tough.
I love
tough.
Christine. Oh, we didn't see Christine because we needed a ringing out from just the sadness of last week. But don't worry. He's going to tell her he has no money next week, y'all.
I think there's something fundamentally wrong with Sean.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised if... This sounds awful. If he wasn't really supposed to be living independently. Or something like that.
Maybe. I think... Is there something wrong with Callum or something wrong with Marvin?
Marvin. What do you think? Let's talk about Callum and Marvin a little bit. Callum and Marvin.
We're going to Scotland to the gate. Scotland. God save everybody.
And Marvin.
My boyfriend's coming over from the Seychelles.
Why do you do it? You do it with such, like, it's just pain when you do that accent.
It's always angry a little
bit. Yeah. So, Marvin is coming for 2 weeks, and his mother is very apprehensive. But she even says, but I know you're going to do exactly what you want.
You're going to do exactly what you want.
And they're at the airport.
I will say, though, before he goes to the airport real quick, one of the best makeups I've seen is actually Callan's makeup.
He takes his time.
I mean, he takes his time. But also, his makeup, you can tell that he advises his mom, too.
Yeah.
And both their makeup, they both have really pretty... They look like they have really pretty fresh, clean skin.
Yeah, they both do tutorials.
Not too much contouring. It's a really good makeup application. I'll give him that.
It might be a little heavy for the day.
Maybe.
For him.
His mother looked gorgeous.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yes, so, he goes to the airport.
And he doesn't see Marvin, and I'm like, is it really going to happen? Turns out he was detained, but then he comes through the door.
Stopped by border control. He didn't know. He thought he was going to have to come home. So, yes. Callum hugs him. They don't kiss one another or anything.
No, it's the first time they're meeting.
Yeah, but they're in mask. They do end up kissing each other on the cheek, but with the mask.
Marvin says, I thought he looked very beautiful. He's everything I wished for.
It was worth all the hassle.
I know. Is there something about Marvin's affect to you? Because I was complaining we did not see him in the Seychelles. We did this week.
I feel like his family was bombed in the middle of the night and he just got, it's like some type of trauma, or maybe it was just being gay.
He doesn't have a family. He doesn't have a family anymore.
He doesn't. But we don't know why.
Well, either he was... Disowned or kicked out of the family.
Or
we, from some tragedy we don't know, he doesn't have a family
trauma.
Anymore.
Yeah, I just feel like he seems a little like he's just a walking shell of a person.
That's exactly what it feels like to me. Yeah, even with his friends.
His affect is weird. It's like he's not...
Yeah, the whole thing, he's like, he kept saying, and all he says to Callum is, he's even more beautiful in real life when he meets the mom. And mom's like, because mom picks up on that as well.
She picks up on that. Yes, she picks up. And
did you notice that she's going to let them stay in the same bed?
Well, yeah.
But they've never met before.
Well, that's the way you're going to find. I mean, I don't think my mother would ask me to sleep in a separate bed of.
Guess not. But this is someone he doesn't really know.
Yeah, but they want to fuck.
I did go, oh, you're just going to sleep in the same bed.
I know. I guess it's such a, to me, that shouldn't be something you do. You should actually get to know each other a little bit.
So let me get this straight. So on the kind of spectrum, you either don't even need to know, not like Carrie Underwood, not their last name. You don't even need to know their first name to share a bed with them. And you met them at Fiesta Cantina at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
After 3 tequila shots.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Or you know them really well and you've dated day for several
totally
notes,
Pride and Prejudice.
And you know what's in their bank account in 401k.
Yeah.
But not the middle.
Right. Everything else in between.
Okay. Yep. Just wanted to see the clarity for you.
Yep. That's how it works.
All right. Poodle School of Love, everybody.
I guess I'm trying to think of it. I think if I was Callum, I would have said, especially if this is a really big thing, if this is this big romantic thing, I think I would have said, how about we sleep in separate bedrooms right now and get to know one another?
I understand what you're saying, but Callum's need for love is like a pulsating rosebud in a gay spa.
it needs to get plugged.
I'm not going to go into details about that. If you want to know what a rosebud is, you can Google it.
Don't.
Google it at work.
At the same time, I think if I was Marvin, I would have said, I need my own room.
That's the deal, is that Sam is playing the long game.
Marvin.
No, I'm talking about Sam.
Oh, Sam. With him.
He's playing the long game. It's like Marvin isn't even playing a game, but maybe he also realizes with Callum, he can just kind of love bomb him.
Yep, that's exactly
what
it is.
Callum just feels flooded by all of that.
So he'll be flooded later. So 48 hours earlier in the Seychelles.
Oh, yeah. Callum didn't eat all day except for a Bran bar and some water with lemon in it.
Yep.
She's ready, y'all.
She's prepped.
Oh,
ready to go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So 40 hours early, Callum is out with his friends.
This is in the Seychelles.
Seychelles, yeah.
Seychelles, yeah.
You think it's seashells, like she sells seashells by the seashore, don't you?
Well, they say it with the accent. They say it.
Seychelles.
It sounds weird when they say it, but okay, yeah.
And he, one of the things he says, and maybe I'm just being overly critical. He's talking with the friends. He shows them the ring, and he tells these women.
He shows them a ring, y'all. He shows them a fucking engagement ring of somebody he's been boyfriends with for 2 months.
I'm quite confident with this one.
Yeah, he does say that as if there's marks.
And I don't know if there have been others in the past who he's not confident with.
His friends are all, they're surprised, but at the same time, they're not too surprised, felt like. And they said, you're not scared at all? And he said, nope, I'm going to propose to Callum once I see him. And he says, if I want something, I have to work hard for it, and I make it happen. And he says in his testimonial to the camera, he says, it has to happen. We aren't going to be engaged for a year. There is no time.
Red flags are everywhere.
He doesn't give a fuck about Callum.
I know. I'm really worried.
It's not even that I think he wants to like do anything bad to Callum. It's almost like this one will do.
It's that.
I'll marry this one. This one. If it works, great.
It's that, and it's very cold.
It's very cold.
And even when he says, I think you look beautiful, it's almost like he's rehearsed what he's going to say.
It's giving me sociopath vibes. Someone who rehearsed and is mimicking what they see a relationship to look like, and they're just playing the game. Mom Caroline is not going to be into this, y'all. Mark
Neither
my word.
Neither is Becky.
Becky is a good friend.
I agree.
And I have to say, her makeup looks great in this one.
Yeah, it was a lot.
I said
calm down.
She did good makeup. She just needed to do less. She did less, and she looks beautiful.
A lot better.
She didn't contour. She looks gorgeous.
She's like, what did you find out about each other?
Beautiful eyes.
And Marvin says, well, he doesn't wake up. And Callum's like, yeah, you woke up really early. I'm like, ha ha, isn't that funny? That's all you know about one another.
That's all you. And
You know, and Marvin says, well, you know, being in the Seychelles, being a gay couple is quite hard.
It's
and
actually illegal there, he says.
It just was illegal till like 3 years ago or something
like
that.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, it's been hard, and it'd be hard to be gay or
but
to have...
But gay marriage is legal. It's still legal.
Yes. It'd be it's hard to be gay or to have kids. And Becky goes, so you talked about kids? And Marvin says, yeah, it's important to me.
And Callum just looks, and Becky says...
First of all, Becky's eyes.
Becky's like, you've been really... Talking to Callum, you've been very adamant that you don't want children. And then Callum says, well, compromise. You have to do that. Here's the thing,
her
y'all.
Her face when he said that.
Choosing the other side of the bed when your partner wants that one is a compromise. Choosing to live in the UK instead of Mexico is a compromise. Children are not a compromise. That is a major value adjustment.
What if they're going to leave you $10 million?
How late do can I get them up for adoption? But in general,
not a compromise.
Right. This is when I went, oh, he's got you snowed.
Now you can't have a case of someone is like, I'm indifferent to having kids. I would do it. It's not something I think, but if
that's
I love...
That's not what Becky said, though.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, but that doesn't seem like what Callum is at.
And they've known each other for a year.
He seemed to express no interest ever in having kids. I feel like Marvin's just saying the kids thing to make Callum think this is a long game.
Yeah, love bomb him. Yeah.
And then it's... Y'all, again, if you're not watching Becky's face in this dinner, she doesn't even try. She already has these big, beautiful princess eyes, and her eyes almost pop the fuck out of her head.
This is, I think this...
And she says, I worry Callum. Callum's just saying what he wants to hear.
This is, you mean Marvin is saying what Callum
No, Callum
wants to
is
hear.
Just saying what Marvin wants to hear. Because I think that's true. Callum doesn't want to upset Marv, because Callum is so... desperate for love.
Right.
He doesn't want to rock that boat. And Callum
so
says...
So Marvin will rock his boat later.
Yeah, he says, I know she's giving good advice, but I don't want to hear it. And because he says, I don't want to put doubts in Marvin's mind.
See, this is when I say I have a lot less empathy, or not really empathy, I have a lot less sympathy for Callum now, because everyone in his life is being careful with him.
Yeah.
And he is choosing through out of his own hubris and his own self-worth not to listen to anyone. Yeah. And so all the red flags are there and they're glaring.
They're glaring.
And I
Callum's already has a story in his head he wants to believe.
Oh God, I hope this goes south and
quickly though.
Yeah,
before they get married, I hope it goes south.
Oh, this is not this actually feels dangerous.
It does.
Yeah,
it feels. You can tell his mom is very, very worried.
Yeah. Yikes.
48 years!
Blimey! Y'all, that's the show.
Wow.
What a good episode of television, y'all.
Wow.
Truly. What a good episode of television. 90 Day UK, y'all. Get into it. That's the show, everybody. Now, listen. We call these lads and lassies lonely hearts, poots, but aren't we all just lonely hearts just looking for love in all the wrong highlands?
Yes, and if you need to keep reiterating to your future father-in-law, I'm not a sex tourist. First of all, you may want to process that.
You may want to process
and then you can call us.
Give us a ring.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale?
That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.